You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartselle, Alabama, so stay tuned.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
To another edition of The Mark White Show, I'm glad that you can be with us today. As I have Carolyn O'Byrne with me, she is the founder of Start Place in Florence, Alabama. She reached out to me about this special effort, which is similar to McDonald House in some ways, but it's her own place where she's decided that she wants to help families. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Carolyn.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. Glad to be able to share about Start Place and what your effort is, what is behind the founding of this effort. You can just start by telling us who you are, Carolyn.
Well, I'm a Killen resident, and I've been in the Florence area for over 15 years, but I am a North Alabama native on the other side of North Alabama, Sand Mountain, and I have wanted to start a place like this since 2003. With my own story with my youngest daughter, and hoping that it thrives and can expand to meet the needs of anyone in our community.
tell us what happened with your daughter that led you to thinking about a place like Start Place.
In 2003, we lived in Athens and found out that the baby of the family, which was 17 months old at the time, had very serious congestive heart failure. And the doctors told us that if she lived long enough, she was going to need a new heart. Well, that's just not news that anyone wants to hear. And so we ended up going to Vanderbilt and stayed for quite a long time. And while at Vanderbilt, I was just dropped off. I wasn't planning on leaving her for one second anyways. But I was just there. So family, friends, and all were here in North Alabama, and I was up there. And the rest of my children were here, of course, at home and going to school and different things. But while I was there, I was sometimes homeless. Not homeless as in I never didn't have a home back home, but homeless as in no place to go there. While she had a room, I had a room. But the many times she went into ICU, I had no place. I had weeks worth of things, no place to put them, and no place to rest or take a nap. I don't know if it's the same now, but back then in ICU, they did not want you in there. There were no bathrooms convenient. You could not bring in food. There was no chair to sit in. They did not want you in there. But I wasn't about to leave her because I may never see her again. And so I stood with her about 20 hours a day. And thankfully, on the very last go-around, which was about a week in the ICU, and she was very serious with the MRSA and her already difficult health condition, but a friend had brought an old 80s conversion van and parked it in the parking lot, and they let me put my stuff in there in about three to four hours a night, maybe from about 1 o'clock in the morning on. I would go out there and sleep by myself. That wasn't safe. It was the best thing I had, and I was very grateful for it. But from that moment on, I thought no one needs to have this much stress and discord in addition to what they're already dealing with, because they were pretty clear and pretty confident that you probably wouldn't live. And when you're under that stress, as any loved one, but especially a mama, no offense on daddies, but that's hard. And then I had no place to go. So from then till now, it has been my dream and my prayer for this many years to start something like this wherever I lived. And so at the time that it's Lord willing come into fruition, I'm in the Florence, Alabama area and hoping to get enough support that it becomes a reality. I already have the house. It's right across from the hospital, seconds from the hospital. It's about 95% done and ready that I've done on my own. And now it's time to get the funding for making it sustainable, making it a month-to-month reality.
So you're across from the North Alabama Medical Center, and this is for people who are looking for a place to stay while a loved one is being treated at the North Alabama Medical Center, correct?
That is correct.
And with 95% of the work inside the home completed, what is lacking right now for you to be able to finish this out?
Well, in the process of gathering up everything that I need to gather financially, the storms came through and a family needed a place to live because their roof got crunched. So they said it was only going to be about a month, and I thought, well, that was perfect. They can stay there. So I had to do some rearranging because I had twin beds all set up, and the parents probably wouldn't appreciate those twin beds. So so I put a queen in the parents' bedroom, and the children have the twin beds. And so there's four bedrooms, and they only needed three. So we crammed every single thing that they didn't need into one bedroom and kind of undid the twin beds. So there's eight twin beds in this home, two twin beds per bedroom. And so that's all crammed in there. I'm in the process of finalizing insurance. And I've got to change some locks, get some door. There's going to be very safe and secure door locking systems on the exterior and the bedrooms for each individual to have their own passcode for their room. And so that's not done until the family that's in there gets to get back in their home, which may be a couple more months because things are going a lot slower than they thought. Insurance contacted me and said, can we have a couple more months? So that was a little bit unexpected, but that's okay. It's in God's time.
And those things are going to happen. Obviously, people don't know how long certain things are going to happen. If someone's across the street in the hospital, you could have similar circumstances, not knowing what the time frame is, right?
Oh, absolutely. They're not probably going to know. Things happen. They're not going to know. So other than that, as far as the house is concerned, that's it. As far as the making it run, so everything is paid for to this point, but I don't have the monthly pledges that I'm looking for to make it a reality on a month-to-month basis to provide us a kind, safe, comfortable, convenient place for them to sleep, shower, recoup, place their things, and have it ready to be a blessing to others.
Right now, folks, I have Carolyn O'Byrne on the line with me. She's the founder of Start Place. She needs some help working on this effort to finish it out, to have a place for those who have loved ones being treated at North Alabama Medical Center. She saw the need, and she has stepped up to make this happen. And today you have an opportunity to help her. And in the next segment, Carolyn, we'll talk about how people can help, whether that's through financial or through volunteering or other options that are available. Okay.
Sure.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
White Show. I'm glad to have Carolyn O'Byrne on the line with me. She is the founder of Start Place, which is located the house in Florence, Alabama, across from North Alabama Medical Center. This is offering a place to stay for those from out of town taking care of loved ones at the North Alabama Medical Center. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Carolyn.
Thank you so much. Glad to be back.
Glad to have you, and thank you for stepping up because of your own personal situation to think about other people. I try to, through my show people like yourself and what we actually do have the ability to do, because sometimes we challenge ourselves as to what we can accomplish. And you decided that you wanted to start this, and you stepped up. You've taken a step that a lot of people themselves would love to take to make a difference in this way.
Thank you. Yes. It's been a long time coming. It's been in my heart and mind for close to right at 20 years. It was 2003 when this happened, and it's 2023. So I guess that is 20 years now. And sometimes it's a progress and it's a process, and I am just about there, and I'm so excited about it.
So 20 years later, what's the personal situation with your daughter as she went through all that?
She did not die. Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
She is a 21-year-old that does have challenges, but she is pushing forward. She's actually being a blessing to be able to babysit a little boy that absolutely adores her, and he adores him. She still lives at home, and may be able to get out on her own someday and may not, but she's doing real well, and we are so glad and so blessed that that's the way the story has panned out so far.
And now, obviously, Carolyn, you can go back to your experience, as you mentioned, having to sleep in a 1980s style van, we'll say, to be able to stay at the hospital in that area. And I've had people who've reached out to me through the show before, whether they were in Nashville or other places, where they were sleeping in their vehicles just to be nearby as a child or an older loved one was being treated.
Yes, it's a It's not uncommon at all. You just unfortunately don't hear about it because the loved ones, the caretakers of the loved ones, are so committed to the folks that they love. They'll do whatever they have to do, and they just do it and go on. And of course, the memories are there, and it was hard, and it made it even harder on them to take care of their loved one and to get the rest and the nourishment that they needed, and the peace of mind of not having to worry about these things, but they just do it selflessly. And there's so many that this is so needed, not only in our community, but across the country. It's not just here. It's everywhere that there is a hospital that takes care of people that might be there for more than a week or so.
And you personally just happened to be in Florence after traveling across North Alabama, as you explained, to be in Florence now. This is why this particular house was chosen. This is the area you are in near the North Alabama Medical Center.
Yes.
So for people listening, as they may be thinking about how they can help this Start Place effort in Florence, Alabama, financially, how can people support the effort?
I have a website. It's startplace.org, startplace.org. I'm also on Facebook. If you just look up startplace.org, it should come right up. And you can go to the website and donate online, or you can email me and contact me. Checks work out great because then there's not a processing fee. But also, there's volunteer opportunities. Handyman, things go wrong in a house, as we all know. HVAC units go out, plumbing leaks, electrical things spark or stop working, appliances stop working, anything that has to do with running a home. This is going to be a very nice, comfortable home. And as we know, roofs leak, you know, any handyman opportunity there to help out. Yard work is always something coming up right now. Everybody's probably mowed their yard at least once by now. I just did finally mow my jungle in the backyard this week. And I'm going to provide food, frozen food, convenience food, nothing that takes preparation much other than popping it in the oven and the microwave, something that's probably freezer or a little bit longer lasting in the fridge and water bottles. And that will be there when they've had this horrible, awful day at the hospital and they're not getting home until late and they're exhausted mentally and physically and all they want to do is rest and they're hungry. So there will be food in the freezer, maybe packaged things that are easy to grab and throw in your purse or your pocket or your bag so that while you're over there you have something to eat and snack on. I'm trying to think what other things. Those are the, I'm sure there's more, but oh, supplies. Whatever kind of supplies you need in your home, toilet paper, dish detergent, laundry detergent, there will be a washer and dryer right there available for them, which I would have never thought of that when I was in the hospital with my daughter. But thank the Lord, we had lived in Nashville before, and there was a lady that came and got my laundry, washed it, and brought it back. Had I not had her, I would have had to wear the same clothes for weeks.
Wow.
And you don't think about these little things. And when you're in the hospital, it's not always a clean situation. There's puke, you know. There's blood. There's medicine and so many reasons, germs, so many reasons other than everybody wants to wear clean clothes every day, but so many reasons that your clothes are a little bit beyond needing washing. And so shampoo. I'm going to provide every single thing that they might need. All they'll need is their cell phone. I'm not going to be providing a phone. Their cell phone, their clothes, and any personal things that they might need. I will provide towels and sheets. Of course, pillows and anything. You look around your home, anything that you can think of. Think about going into an Airbnb and what you would appreciate being there as a convenience. And those are the types of things that could be used.
Carolyn, have you had any success with grants, maybe from businesses in the community?
Grants, not yet. I will definitely be going after grants. I need someone to help me with that because I am grant writing ignorant. I have had donations in the community. I'm beating the bushes as hard as I can. And so far, some have stepped up to the plate, although it's just the beginning and it's very much not there in what's needed. I'm going to be needing some monthly pledges in addition to just one time. Hey, $1 one time is good. I'll take $1 one time, but it's going to need more $1 one time, you know, if it's going to be small.
Correct.
But that's okay. That's okay. $1 one time is good. But yes, I have gotten some, and thankfully one church actually stepped up to the plate. They said, we can do a one-time thing, and what do you need? And I said, I need insurance paid for. And so they did it. I found out what that insurance amount was going to be, and they stepped up to the plate to cover that. So many wonderful things. And I know of a couple different places that are similar to mine, one in Huntsville and one in Birmingham. And they said, you will welcome to the world of God's blessings because you will see them happening every day. And so I'm so looking forward to seeing the blessings coming in to help others that are in need.
One of the places, the organizations that I've had on the Mark White Show is Red Mountain Grace, and that may be one that you're familiar with in Birmingham, where they put families in apartments when they're at Children's Hospital or being treated at one of the hospitals in Birmingham. Great effort. And for you to step up in this way, even though it may be small to start, and you're helping one family or one individual at a time, it's still making a difference. And so today we want to encourage people to step up for Start Place in Florence, Alabama, for North Alabama Medical Center, for those who are being treated there, if you have a loved one being treated there. And again, share your website, share your phone number, email, any information that someone needs to be able to contact you, Carolyn.
The website is startplace.org. The email is info@startplace.org. It's also on Facebook. The phone number is 256-629-6729. And I would love to hear from you. There's an opportunity on the website to donate right there on the website. But by all means, reach out via email or feel free to call me. And if I don't get to you immediately in answering the phone, I will get right back to you as soon as I can. Just leave a message because I'm on the phone a lot. And so looking forward to speaking with everyone and meeting you all. And very likely, if you're led to contribute and support this, you probably have a story of your own that touches your heart that's similar to mine. And even if you don't have a story, that's okay. But a lot of times you gravitate toward what pulls on your heartstrings. And so I look forward to hearing your story too.
Carolyn O'Byrne, founder of Start Place, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Folks, when we come back, you're going to hear Cora's Corner from Cora White. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
special kind of hero. Hero. An ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
This is Cammy Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading And That's Why She's My Mama by Tierra Nazario. And now, here's Cora White.
I have a special someone who helps me through the day. She is my mama, and that's how it shall stay. In the morning, I need help with my teeth and my hair. She makes sure I don't miss any spots and brush everywhere. After Mama helps me get ready for the day,
She waves to me and blows a kiss so I can learn and play. I get a lot of homework and sometimes projects too. She's always there to help me cut paper or squeeze the glue. Every once in a while, I feel a little icky. She takes my temperature and helps me feel better, which can be a little tricky. Sometimes on the weekend, we plan a trip to Embark. It's to one of my favorite places. Can you guess it? The park. As I get older, there's so much to learn. Mama is there to guide the way as I take each turn. There are times when I fall down, and it can really hurt. But Mama's there to kiss my boo-boos and wipe away the dirt. When the weather is sunny, we like to go outside. It doesn't matter if we win or lose. She looks at me with pride. Mama is never too busy to give me an embrace. She pulls me close and squeezes me right up to her face. She prepares me dinner and serves it on a plate. Spaghetti and meatballs is my favorite. Oh, I cannot wait. Every once in a while, we wish for something sweet. What fun we have when we can make a cake to eat. Before going to bed, Mama and I sing and read. She tells me I'm her biggest dream and I agreed. Then she softly sings, "Baby, baby, I love you. I'll be here through and through. Mountains, deserts, and rivers blue. There's no place I wouldn't cross for you." All around the world, there are mamas everywhere. They take care of their little ones with tender love and care. So even though we may look different, she loves me every day. And that's why she's my mama in every single way. The end.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can purchase your copy of And That's Why She's My Mama by Tierra Nazario on Amazon and also Barnes & Noble bookstores online. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
These are my kind of people.